or something like that.
Yeah, some legitimate questions for him. Yeah. Here's the man in the studio, man. The man of the town. He's smiling, too. He got on red and white, too.
Sure, I just noticed that. He don't have on any of the orange and black.
But it's not the big red. He got on Moneyball. Keep guys in the studio. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, PA. Big Rob, what's going on?
You want everybody to know you got a money ball ready, right?
No, it's just a shirt, man.
What is the money ball? What's that?
He got money now.
It's a guy who owns his clothing line. He's into the sporting apparel.
Now, Keith, last time I seen you didn't have no gray hair on your chin, man.
It's been a long time since you've seen me, then, because I've had some.
You had some for a minute?
Yeah, quite some time, man.
Wow.
It's good, though.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's come with time, man. Well, it's official now. You are at Muskegon Public Schools, man. How did that feel, man, this whole thing of going to what used to be a rival of yours?
Well, it's I'm excited. It's a different challenge. I want to, first of all, say thank you to Muskegon Heights Public School District and the community of Muskegon Heights for allowing me to serve them for 12 years. It's been a pleasure, and it's been a dream come true to be able to come back to my alma mater and to serve. And you know, if it was not for Muskegon Heights community and Muskegon Heights Public Schools, I wouldn't be sitting here right now, so I want to publicly thank them. But I am excited about the new challenge and the new position that I accepted, and I'm ready to move forward.
This is a very demanding job. It's a lot different from what you did at Muskegon Heights. Got a lot more sports, a lot more time you have to put in. Are you still going to be able to carry those extra loads you've been doing? Because you did a lot even for the city of Muskegon Heights as a commissioner.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was in three roles at Muskegon Heights, and I'm in two roles at Muskegon. So, you know, it's where we didn't have a lot of sports, as many sports as Muskegon has, it made up for it in the assistant principal role with discipline and dealing with those types of things. So, you know, I don't think it'll be that much of a difference other than there be more sporting. I can concentrate on athletics solely.
Right. So. I don't know if you had a chance to hear yesterday's interview, but Art Darn said publicly that he supports you and is willing to help out in that transition. And you guys have been friends. And he came on radio yesterday to clear the air a little bit, because you know, the original report came out, make it seem like he was let go for you could come in. And that ain't how this thing transpired, did it?
It's not, and I didn't hear the interview yesterday, but I will say this. Art and I, we have been friends, and we'll continue to be friends. He's been great even in the transition. I've spoken to him with him a couple of days ago, and you know, he was just showing me some things and offered his services and said that he would be there for support, and I appreciate him. He's basically taking this pretty well. And he's been actually definitely welcoming to me, and I want to publicly thank him for even doing that for me, because really he didn't have to. So
right. Keith, guys in the studio, you are now athletic director effective when?
July 1st,
and you would be head basketball coach.
Yes, sir.
Effective July 1st. Man, what did that mean for Muskegon Public School? What happens when a Keith guy come on the scene? Because we know you bring star power. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there was a face of Muskegon Heights, I think you were the face of Muskegon Heights. For real. That's for real, right? You think anybody else?
No.
For real. Yeah.
People already hate me from Muskegon Heights. They want to beat me up.
Right. Well, they hate you all over the world.
Every time I come to the Heights, and what you doing out here? We ought to shoot you on sight.
But they know you love them, man. Right. It's all good. But you were the face of Muskegon Heights. Yeah. But what are you going to add to Muskegon Public Schools athletic program?
I'm just going to try to do what I've always done. And basically, you know, I want to build the minor sports. I know that at this point, the minor sports are a major concern, so I want to make sure I focus more attention on them. I want to not come in and take away anything from football. That's already established. I want to just help the football program and whatever I can do to help.
yeah, I'm just already solid.
That's solid. Nothing Keith Guy can do but offer his support.
Be there at the game time. Make sure the referees are paid.
Yeah, make sure that's already a well-oiled machine. I want to work. I want to work in conjunction with Coach Fairfield.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball wise, I want to definitely bring in what I brought to Muskegon Heights. Quality opponents, making sure that the seats are filled, and making sure that you see quality basketball night in, night out. Minor sports, I definitely want to just make sure that we are focusing more attention there, and we want to compete in all of those sports and make sure that we're known for a complete athletic department.
Hmm. Wow. How does this thing come to place, man? How did this thing offer? Did they go to you? You got an agent somewhere? No, how did this happen, man?
Absolutely not. It was just the opportunity was brought to me, and basically had to consider it with the situation that Muskegon Heights Public Schools were in at the time. I had to definitely consider it with my wife and my kids, my children. I wanted to make sure that I was making the right move, and mm-hmm. you know, this move definitely is life changing for a lot of people, and you know, change is hard on a lot of people. And when life deals you and brings about change, you have to be willing to deal with it. And I want to publicly thank my wife and children, mm-hmm. and my mother and father and brothers and sisters, all of them, but definitely my wife and children, because they live in the house with me for just you know, understanding. What has happened, and because they've gone through a lot, mm-hmm. when people see them in public, it's, you know, it's a different vibe. And
oh, really?
And
is it that serious, Keith?
And yeah. I want to make sure that, you know, I want to thank them publicly for sticking in and because it's not their fight. It's you know, it's daddy's, and you know, we're just gonna do what we can do, and we're gonna try to do a good job for Muskegon Big Red.
Yeah, it's that serious.
It's,
man,
people.
Because I've heard some things too. You know, my son still, before he goes to college, he still goes up there to the gym and work out, you know, with the team and stuff. And
wow.
There's things that you hear from parents that just don't make no sense.
Keith, what do you think? How can we break that down, man? Because we still, one group of people, and it was all said and done, we have some things in common, a lot more things in common than we have apart. You know, most of our kids come from the same families.
Mm-hmm. Whether you live downtown or anything.
Right. And we all paying taxes into mm-hmm. the school district some kind of way.
Yeah.
Why are we so divided over colors?
Well, it's, you know, it was a strong rivalry at one point. And, you know, there's a lot of emotion that goes into it. And, you know, it will pass. I mean, people are emotional right now, and it'll get over it. And people get over it. And I'm not concerned with that. I'm just... You know, I'm an educator, mm-hmm. and that's what I've been called to do. And I'm going to educate kids, whether it's in Muskegon Heights, Muskegon, or wherever. That's what I've been called to do. And I think this is where God's plan is for me at this point, is to be at Muskegon. And I do think this too shall pass. I mean, people will get on board once they see mm-hmm. that if you see the kids right now, the kids are getting along great.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great atmosphere, and it's great to be a part of. And I think the community, both communities, will buy in once they see the finished product.
Right. What do you think is going to happen at your alma mater, Muskegon Heights?
I wish them well. I really don't know what's going to happen. I know they're selected to. They're looking to select a chartering company, but I don't know what will happen. I pray that it does make it. I pray that they get back on their feet, and I pray that one day it will be Muskegon Heights Public Schools again. That's the school that you and I graduated from, and that's
right.
At this point, Muskegon Heights Public Schools, they're placed on hold, and 2012 was the last graduating class from Muskegon Heights Public Schools, and 90 years. I don't think it'll be the 91st until, mm-hmm. you know, we get back on our feet, and I want people to understand I am a diehard Muskegon Heights Tiger for life, and I'm no matter where I'm working, I am a Tiger, but I'm also now I'm a Big Red, and But just because I'm in this job does not change that, you know, Muskegon Heights is where I'm from, and this is where, you know, I grew up, and I never will turn my back on Muskegon Heights. That's home for me.
Right, right.
There's no animosity with you and Art Dern, y'all, that, so that everybody knows from your end. There's no animosity. There's no nothing. Y'all willing to work together to make this work.
Absolutely. Like I just stated, Art has been great, and I want the community to know that Art has been great and very receptive.
Mm-hmm.
Been very supportive. There is no bad blood between Art and I. I'm happy to take the position, but I'm also happy to receive his help if he so offers, in which he did.
Right.
And we have a great relationship, and we're going to continue that.
Let the record reflect. Muskegon approached you a couple years ago.
Absolutely.
And you could have had the job.
Absolutely. 2 years ago.
2 years ago, you turned down a lot of money.
Yeah.
I thought you was crazy. Let me publicly say that. Because me personally, bruh.
Right. That was a tough decision.
It wasn't that tough.
It was. So if anybody want to question loyalty, they don't know what you had on the table.
Well, I don't even know how that got out there. But, right. You know, it was an offer there. And I decided at that point that Hikes was where I was supposed to be for that moment, for that season. And mm-hmm. God changed that. And, you know, I did pray about it at the time. And I asked God, if that's where he wants me to go,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, let it come back again. And 2 years later, it's back. So I can't, you know, question that. I have to go with, you know, the opportunity that's there. But, again, as you said, I've been definitely loyal. I mean, if you question my loyalty to Muskegon Heights, you're sadly mistaken.
Right, right.
I'd have left.
Right,
I'd have left.
I mean, you got masters now, right?
Absolutely,
masters. Been in position. I mean, you've been a spokesman for Muskegon Community College, for Fair State University. You have a great working relationship with one of the prominent sneaker makers. What is it? What was it?
Nike.
Nike. Mm-hmm. I mean, you was invited out and went to Portland, coached for, who did you coach for? I'm going to make sure I say this right.
Nike Global Challenge, high school Olympic game.
It don't get no better than that, right?
I'd have left.
and what percentage of your kids have you delivered to college to?
You know, I don't have the percentage, but it's a great, great percentage. Guys have.
Over 50%.
Over 50%. Absolutely.
And that's without a state championship.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we've had five
semifinals.
In nine years, five Final Fours. And, and two championship appearances, and we've never lost a district game.
And you have a zero tolerance when it comes down to academics, don't you?
Absolutely. And we really get on our kids and try to force them to do the right thing in the classroom, because academics first. And, you know, you're going to have kids. When you're working in a inner city school, you're going to have kids with a little more problems than others. But you have to, you know, be willing to help out as much as you can or offer resources to them,
right,
in order to get them to a point where they can become successful.
Right. Now, I noticed one thing at the Heights that was a little different. The kids could come up to you and talk to you. Mm-hmm. Is you still going to let that be a part of your persona of who you are? Because kids, they just, coach guy, can I talk to you for a minute? You know, da 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 da. You know, will the children at Muskegon be able to still do that with you?
Yeah.
That relationship.
Absolutely. I'm an educator. And, you know, wherever I am, I have to be Keith Guy. I mean, that's what I'm bringing to the table when I start July 1st. Keith Guy is going to be at Muskegon Public Schools, and I'm going to operate the way I've always have. So, you know, definitely I'm approachable. Anybody knows that. Not only with the kids, I'm approachable with, you know, adults as well. So kids can definitely, students can come always talk to me. My door is always open, and I have an open door policy, and I want to make sure that students are comfortable coming to me with issues or just to talk.
Here's a question I want to ask you, because you guys have scheduled Muskegon Heights and Muskegon Big Reds rival. With the sports and Muskegon Heights now being in limbo, not knowing what's going to happen, even though the charter school system say they will have it, nothing's definite yet. Will there be Muskegon and Muskegon Heights basketball and football game?
No, if I had anything to do with it, not at this time, no. Because I just, at this point, I maybe down the line, but right now I think it's so uncertain for Muskegon Heights and what they're offering. And if it comes to a point where their athletic program is well on its feet at that time, then probably we can probably consider it. But at this moment, this year, I don't see that.
There's a lot need to be done.
It's a lot that needs to be done. And, you know, it's in order to get this athletic program off the ground, it's I am working on this football schedule for them.
Okay, you are working on schedule.
Yes, and as of right now, I think we have 7 games.
Okay.
I'm working on a volleyball schedule as well. Mm-hmm. So they will have fall sports, and I'm definitely trying to make sure that they – because my last day at Muskegon Heights is June 29th, and I want to make sure that, mm-hmm. you know, I help them as much as I possibly can. I don't want to leave. If they say they want to offer athletics, I want to kind of give them what they need.
Who will be the football coach for Muskegon Heights? We don't know that yet, do we?
Have no idea. That's yet to be determined. That's going to be Dr. Witherspoon and the chartering company's decision once that's chosen. And at that moment, they can decide who's going to be the athletic director as well as football, basketball, volleyball coaches.
Right. Somebody on Facebook wanted to say this to you. Sister Kimberly Kelly said this. Kimberly Kelly Williams said, tell Keith that he's a vital part of this community more than he realized. He is such a great man, leading by example. No matter where you serve, you are loved, and God, I believe, ordered your footsteps.
I appreciate that, and mm-hmm. It's good, always good to hear some positive things for change, and wow. I'm definitely happy to hear that, and I definitely take your comment to heart.
Are you going to stay in politics, Keith? Because this job of athletic director is probably going to have you torn that line. Are you thinking about, you know, are you staying in politics, city government?
You know, I don't know. I have 2 years left on my term. I don't know yet. I'm going to see how the job goes. If I'm needed and if time allows, yes. But, you know, I'm going to let my wife and children make that decision. I don't want my daughter is she's going to be a junior this year. My son, I have a son that's going to start high school, and I don't want to take much time away from them. Right. I owe them. And you only get these opportunities once right. in a lifetime when your kids are growing up and coming through school. So I don't want to miss things that I would regret later on. So I'm going to talk it over with my wife and my children.
Right. I tell you what, I know in a couple of years these colleges are going to be knocking on your doorstep.
You know, hopefully, who knows? And that's why, I mean, God does things for a reason. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thankful to him. I'm thankful to also, Mr. John Felsky and the Board of Education at Muskegon Public Schools for seeing something in me that they feel confident enough to select me to run their athletic department. Mm-hmm. And I want to definitely publicly thank them because I know they've taken a lot of heat as well over the last couple of weeks or whatever. And mm-hmm. I want to make sure that I want to publicly thank them because I know what type of heat they've taken.
How should a public judge Keith Guy and his job duties as athletic director of Muskegon Public Schools? How should we measure your success 2 or 3 years down the road?
Well, first of all, you have to look at where the athletic department is at this point, and you have a baseline, and you look at that baseline, and if there's no improvements made in all areas or in all areas by those next 3 years, then you judge me. But, you know, making sure that athletes are graduating, athletes are going to college, making sure that the minor sports are improving, and making sure that Muskegon Athletic Department is well represented no matter what event takes place. So I want to make sure that you just give me a fair shot and make sure that you judge it, you know, make sure you're judging it fairly.
You got keys to both schools right now. How does that feel, man?
Oh, man.
It's to both schools now, man. I just thought about that.
You're right. It's funny.
How's the staff at Muskegon treating you?
Great. The staff at Muskegon are treating me great. They're very welcoming. And they're anything they can do, they're offering their services. And And I feel comfortable with them. There are places that you can go that you don't feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do feel comfortable there because of the staff and how they've treated me since my short time in the building.
All right. Before we go, there are some people who groomed Keith Guy to where you at right now. Who would you say played some important roles in your life to get Keith Guy to be where he's at right now, to be able to take over probably the largest athletic program in this area?
Well, I have to say, first of all, my parents. Mm-hmm. They've instilled in me at an early age about doing what's right and trying to do, live a life that you talk about and to live a God-fearing life. And so, first of all, my parents. And then from a professional perspective, Danny Smith, he Mr. Page, Judge Pittman, those guys have been, and I'm sure I'm leaving out some people, but
right.
but those come to mind when you're talking about influence. So I am definitely grateful. From a basketball perspective, Bird Chapman, Lee Gilbert, and Robert Dye were all mentors in that aspect.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you. I got to be there when he walk out, Rob. His first day he walk out as coach in red and white.
I got to have pictures of this because I'm
going to frame it. Yeah. I mean, changes come. You know, changes come, man. You know, I pay taxes downtown. But they get a good chunk off me.
They get a real good chunk.
Yeah, because you own multiple properties too. So, yeah.
And kids.
Yeah, and kids now. So, hey, I can't be like, I can't wear no. If my kids was actually, if I had any kids and I stayed downtown, they going to go to Marquette School District. That's where I pay my taxes at.
Absolutely. But so I'll tell you, you know, one thing about the PA is, and I want people to know, and I've said this since, you know, coming down to Muskegon, is that I feel, just my personal opinion, I feel that the rivalry is over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no Muskegon Heights public school.
As we know it, right, yeah.
As we know it. So, yeah. You know, let's just support each other. The two communities are intertwined at some level. I mean, you have houses that, you know, where, you know, you have a Hikes father and a Muskegon mother. And,
right.
And, you know, it's just, but at this point, you know, I think now it's about, you know, us coming together and supporting each other,
mm-hmm.
and being genuinely happy for each other. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it's going to be us, and we have to look out for one another, and we can't spend this time fighting,
mm-hmm.
and being jealous of one community, or envious of Hikes, jealous of Muskegon, or Muskegon's jealous of Hikes. And
right.
It's, you know, if you look at it outside, the tracks are not even there that divide the two anymore.
Right. Right.
So, you know, that's a symbolic.
Right.
It's symbolic, but you look at it, it's not there. And the rivalry is dead at this point. So we need to get behind Muskegon Heights Charter School, get mm-hmm. behind Muskegon Public Schools, mm-hmm. and support the kids that are at both of these learning institutions.
Do you think that when this charter school come in that quality education can happen?
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
I hope so. I really don't know. I am not. Me personally, I can just say I'm not a charter school supporter. Mm-hmm. I believe in public education, public school, but I hope it works. I wouldn't say anything negative about it because I don't know mm-hmm. What the plans are. Mm-hmm. I would say here today that, you know, I support it and I hope that, you know, they get everything out of it that they're hoping to.
You sent your daughter to Muskegon Heights, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow. And now she's going to go.
She's going with me. She's going to Muskegon.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a transition for her. But she's ready for it. She's already, you know, kind of. She started working out with the volleyball team and working out with the basketball team. And she's made friends. And, you know, it's great to see, you know, her dealing with change in this positive manner. I'm proud of her, how she's taking change and making a positive situation out of it.
Wow. So you think we could become one, Keith? This community?
I think we can. I think that's part of my mission, to be honest with you. I think this is why God has placed me in this position, is to maybe help. I can't do it by myself, so I don't want people to think that.
Right.
I'm not trying to.
Right.
But I think this is, he's using me in this time and in this season to possibly unite the communities. But we're going to need help from a lot of people and parents, community, students. We're just going to need your help and to unite.
All right. Thanks, man. I know you got something going on today and tomorrow. You got games and stuff you're still involved with, but you may not have time to come down here. Everything was made official yesterday, so I wanted to get you on radio, and you can speak directly to the community. And hey, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Muskegon, man.
Hey, yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah. And
I know I'd be welcome now, Rob.
Definitely.
I was welcome on the art, too, though. I mean, when art came, really a shift in how we there to communicate. Because in the past, when we first started out, we had a hard time even getting in the door at Muskegon.
Mm.
So art did open up that door for us. Mm. First time we was really, really, really welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And so I appreciate what he done to open up that door, and I know it's going to continue with you.
Absolutely.
And we know we'd be welcome, because we tried for a long time to do games down there,
mm-hmm.
And it was shut down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was shut down. Like,
with the quickness.
With the quickness. No, we ain't going to allow y'all to come up and do no games. Well, thanks for people like Art and now you. We know those avenues. And
you don't
want
to say that too loud.
But it's the truth, though. It's a fact. It's a historical fact. It's a fact. But, you know, with you, we know that we're going to be welcome also. And also, we'd be welcome to talk to some of the kids with our mentorship program. People don't know, Keith has helped us out a lot with identifying kids at Muskegon Heights, man. I can't thank you enough. You always gave us kids that needed some help or in certain things, and I appreciate that. And hope that continue at Muskegon.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It will. And I want to thank you guys personally for reporting the facts, even when it came to this issue, just making sure that you reported the facts and for understanding what has transpired. And I really want to say thank you guys, because it could have got messy, and I thought you guys did a good job of making sure that it didn't. And again, keep doing what you're doing, and I've always enjoyed coming here.
All right, man. Thanks, man. Even closer, 2 blocks closer.
Yeah. On my way home.
Man. Right, all right, all right, all right.
Keith, which is in the Heights, by the way.
There you go. Keith Guy, congratulations, man. This is a song for you. You say, I'm ready.
Thanks.
We got DJ Hilson coming up next. He's running for prosecutor in Muskegon County. Keith, man, take care, man. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Thanks.
All right.
Jam with PA, with PA, jamming with PA on the station for the city, 103.7.